The young lad sat down and listened intently. Gamlissis continued,
I am sending you to stay with Hundurst for a while. There is much he can teach you that I cannot. You will be coming back to see me and to learn from me later. But for now, you must leave.
Gavinter sat quietly for a period of time and then answered, Is that the only reason you are sending me away? Or is there some danger coming for you from the king? He continued, I saw the owl at the window last night, bringing you a message. I saw how concerned you got from it. The elf looked at his student and replied,
When I told you that you must be ever vigilant, I did not mean for you to spy on your teacher. To answer you, yes, the king has found where we are and is sending men to try to bring me back to his castle. He does not take what he considers disloyalty lightly and wants my head on a pike.
The elf went on,
You are at a place in your studies where I think you will learn more from Hundurst than I can teach you in your wizard studies. I want you to get the best you can at this early age. You will be studying from him for many years. Now let's head back for home and get your things packed and ready for your travels.
The following morning, after the two had breakfast and the elf had tried to quell the boy's fear for him, Gavinter set out to the tower of the ancient wizard, Hundurst. After sliding his barge into the pier, Andros flung a line over the post and secured the boat. It was a damp, foggy morning. He turned up his collar and walked down the dock to the trading house. The dockmaster came out of his shanty and said,
Andros, it's been a long time since I last saw you. How was this last run?
Andros responded,
Good morning, Yakos.
The run was good, but it seemed to take forever to pull back upriver this time. Either I'm getting old or the river is getting longer.
Yakos laughed.
Old friend, you will be out here in this water until they remove your skeletal hand from the tiller. Are you planning to stay here in town for a while, or are you loading up and heading south again?
He then added,
I don't know why I ask. You have never set foot off this dock before. Your life is on that damn boat. Come in, and at least have a cup of coffee with me. We'll see what we have for you.
Andros walked into the dockmaster's shanty. The place had been built over 100 years earlier when the village of Dendar was rebuilt after a massive fire had destroyed the entire town. The fire had been started by Hamshervis the Red, a particularly evil dragon. This shack seemed to be barely holding itself together. It stunk of old fish guts and the rotten swill liquor that Yakus subsisted on. Yakus shuffled through a stack of parchments on a table and found what he wanted. He handed these to Andros and said,
I have a load of goods to go to Wardensia, and several crates that need to be delivered to a man in Weshant, just north of Hepent. You know the place?
Andros looked at the sheet in his hand and then at Yakus.
Weshant? Yeah, I know the town. Not a real pleasant landing to tie up. It has small pier that sticks out into the river.
What's in the crates?
Yakus raised his hands in the air. I don't ask. Not when they pay in gold coins. Here's your cut.
He tossed a sack to the barge captain. Andros frowned and replied,
You know enough about the river to know that Weshant is in the middle of the lands we try to get through quickly and safely. You actually want me to dock there to unload a stack of crates with unknown contents?
The dockmaster pointed at the bag and said,
Look in the pouch. And then if you still don't agree, I will find someone else to take it.
The riverman picked up the bag and looked inside. He looked back at Yakus and said,
Is this for real? There's more here than I made all last year.
Yakus just nodded. Andros pocketed the pouch and went back out to load the cargo, which included 6 large crates marked with only a red circle. A few hours later, the weather had cleared and Andros was pushing off from the shore.